With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Flu season is here, and health officials say it could be one marked by influenza and COVID-19, further stressing Montana's already stretched thin healthcare system. A word has already been coined for the potential viral convergence, twindemic. Edward O'Brien has more.
Holly Sienkiewicz is one of two school nurses serving the Livingston, Montana School District.
We're pretty overwhelmed. You know, we've had roughly 15 new cases of COVID in the past week, and at the high school, about 19 in the past week, and we just couldn't keep up.
Among school nurses' many duties, they conduct various screening services and treat all kinds of playground bumps and bruises. Sienkiewicz says the schools have been overwhelmed with COVID cases entering the fall flu season. Kids are already starting to come down with other viruses.
At the beginning of this year, some viral bug went rapidly through our kids. I've never actually seen that many sick kids at the start of a school year. This year was incredible. We did a lot of COVID testing. It wasn't COVID, so it was something else.
Livingston middle and high schools recently shifted to remote learning due to the mounting number of local COVID-19 cases. The district has also diagnosed a handful of RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, in some of the younger kids. RSV is a common childhood illness, but Sienkiewicz says RSV combined with COVID could be particularly dangerous. She also worries about this emerging flu season's impact on hospitals already stressed with COVID cases. Health officials anticipate the United States will see both COVID-19 and influenza cases this winter, sometimes simultaneously infecting patients. Susan Reeser is a nurse consultant for the State Health Department's immunization program.
Yes, you absolutely could get them at the same time.
According to Reeser,
it would be really hard on a body.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says last year's flu season was unusually quiet. So quiet here in Montana that Reeser says,
well, we did not have any documented cases of influenza last year in Montana. And it wasn't that we weren't testing for them. We were testing. We just did not have any.
Montana health officials chalk up influenza's no-show last year to the public health policies implemented during the early days of the COVID pandemic. Masking mandates, widespread social distancing, as well as people not traveling and working from home. Earlier this year, Governor Greg Gianforte rescinded Montana's mask mandate. Distancing is not as common as it was, and people are gathering in ever larger crowds. How this bodes for flu season isn't yet known, but Callie Kajawa of Bozeman Health Deaconess says that hospital is already seeing an uptick in respiratory-related illness compared to this time last year.
We're finding other types of illness in the community besides COVID-19 that is causing respiratory illness, parainfluenza, and other types of viruses much earlier this year than we typically see and from what we saw last year.
Influenza testing is underway in Montana, and at the time of this recording, there are no confirmed flu cases. According to the CDC, COVID-19 and the flu have similar but varying degrees of symptoms, ranging from none to fever, fatigue, sore throat, and body aches. Testing is required to confirm a diagnosis. The State Health Department's Susan Reeser says 48% of adult Montanans got vaccinated against the flu last year. She says the flu shot, like COVID vaccines, prevent or lessen the impact of the virus.
Yes, you can receive your flu shot either on the same day with your COVID booster or with your first or second COVID shot or at any time in between. They have determined that you do not need to wait any amount of time.
The same guidelines to help protect against COVID apply to influenza. Avoid close contacts, stay home when sick, wash your hands, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Influenza season typically runs its course through early spring. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.